Mesachas Kelim Per Yudal Mishne Gimel Mful Per Yudal Mishne Vov HaKantor Shal Banai, a builder's pointy pole which was used for breaking down walls. The Hadokar Shal Chorosh, and a carpenter's tool which he uses to make holes in pieces of wood, similar to a drill. Harelu Tmein, they can become Tomei, despite the fact that the handles for both of these tools is made out of wood, since the main part is the part at the bottom of the tool, and that is made out of metal, it therefore can become Tomei, even though it's not able to hold things, because it's defined, its status is a metal kli. Now, we've seen in a few Mishnayos already that something which is used as part of the ground, or it's a kli which serves the ground, then it is not able to become tomei. That having been said, yistei seholim, the pegs which are used to hold down a tent, v'yistei samashoiches, and pegs used by people who measure the size of land, they would place pegs into the ground and then tie a rope which had a particular length to it, which had been pre-measured. They would tie that to the pegs, stretch out that rope, and then wherever it would reach until, they would place another peg over there, and then take that rope away from the first peg and tie it to the second peg and continue measuring until they reach the end of whatever they are measuring. So although both of these pegs are placed in the ground, nevertheless, they are not considered to be tools and kelim which are serving the ground. The tent itself is not a tool attached to the ground, except for being attached to the pegs. And the pegs are considered to be secondary to the tent, and therefore the tent doesn't gain the status of something attached to the ground via the pegs, rather quite the opposite. The pegs follow the status of the tent, or in the second case, the status of the ropes which are being used, and therefore they are not considered to be something serving the ground, and they are kelim that can become tomei. Now sometimes these people who would measure the size of the land wouldn't use ropes to measure and tie to the pegs, but rather they would use metal chains. And the Mishnah says that shal shelas shal mashoiches, metal chains which are used by these people measuring the size and dimensions of the land, tomei, or they are able to become tomei. Rope, of course, is a material that can never become tomei, but metal, which can become tomei. So in this case, the chain would be able to become tomei. We don't say that the chain doesn't really have a proper function. It's not doing anything. It's just being used as a sign for the size of a field or a piece of land. We don't say that. That itself is considered to be a significant enough function for it to have the status of a kli that can become tomei. Ha'asiyola eitzim. Metal chains which are made for tying around bundles and piles of wood, tahira, that is something that cannot become tomei if it is by itself and it's not at that time tied around the wood. The reason being that the identity of this chain is totally secondary and based on the wood. So it fits into the category of something that itself cannot be considered a kli, unless it is indeed attached to that with which it is identified, namely, in this case, the wood. It's possible that this chain was also used for measuring, this time not measuring the distance and the length of the field, but measuring the size and the amount of wood which was in the pile. While we're on the topic of metal chains, the Mishnah says, Shal shelas digodol, a metal chain which is attached to a large bucket. Only the part of the chain which is necessary and used to hold on to the bucket is able to become tomei. And the Mishnah says, Arba tfachim, the amount which is considered to be necessary and fulfills the function of being able to hold on to the bucket via the chain is the nearest 4 tfachim to the bucket. And the way we're going to understand is that the chain itself does not have the status of a kli, because it's only there to serve a different kli. However, the fact that it's attached to the kli allows it to become tomei together with the kli. And it's just become secondary and really an extension of that same kli. And that's known as a yad, a handle or an extension of a different kli. But even that is only the nearest 4 tfachim, because the rest of it is considered to be just extra length, which is not needed at all to hold on to the bucket, vishal koton. And the metal chain which is attached to a small bucket, asora, is the nearest 10 tefachim to the bucket. Because it's less heavy, usually they would hold the bucket on via the chain, but even further away from the bucket. They would allow it to drop down further away from where he was holding onto it. There's no concern of it breaking the chain because of its weight, because it was a small bucket which didn't weigh so much. Continues the Mishnah, Chamor Shel Mapochin, a metal base of the bellows, which is a kind of tool that when the two sides of it are pressed together, it blows out air, and it's used to keep a fire going strong. In particular, the fire used for heating up metal when the metal is formed into shape. And this can be shown on the diagram together with the base underneath it. And the Mishnah is talking about the base, which in this case is made out of metal, and that can become Tomei. Megera, a saw, and we're talking about a saw which became Tomei, and it was fixed to the top of a door in such a way that she'osa shinehel b'seichachar, the teeth of the saw, the sharp bit which cuts, was facing the char, which literally means a hole, that was facing the opening of the door. Essentially, it fixed the saw at the top of the opening of the door, and now that it will be fixed to the top of the door, he's able to pass things along that saw and cut in that way. Instead of passing the saw along the piece of wood, he would now be able to pass the wood along the piece, along the saw itself. And the saw would be fully fixed and it wouldn't move. The Mishnah says, Tomeyah, that saw remains Tomei, even though you've attached it to something which is attached to the ground. The door itself obviously cannot become Tomei, and now you've attached this to the door. Nevertheless, since it's already Tomei, in order to take away the Tumah from something which has already become Tomei, one needs to do a more significant action, and since the saw hasn't physically changed in any way, it's only been attached to the top of the door, it therefore remains Tomei. However, Soma Lamata Lamanon, if he attaches the saw upside down in the same place, just that the sharp bit is now stuck into the top of the door, so you're not able to use it anymore at all. That is a significant change to the item, and therefore Tahira, it would become pure, because that significant change does mean that we can look at it differently now, so we look at it as something which is attached to the door, which is affixed to the ground, and therefore it cannot become Tomei. And even more than that, it would lose its Tumah. And the Mishnah ends off, Kol HaKisuyin Tahirin, all metal lids of various kalim cannot become Tomei because they are considered to be totally secondary and they are identified with the larger other main part of the kli. So when they are not attached to that kli, then they have not got significance in and of themselves enough to be able to become Tomei. Chutz Mishal Mecham, except for the lid which is placed on top of an urn, a large kettle, because that lid would usually be used for other purposes as well, as opposed to just being a lid of the urn. Mishnah Dalet, the diagram for this Mishnah is probably the most elaborate in the entire Masechta, and the Mishnah goes through all of the different parts of a wagon, and that which is attached from the wagon to the animals which are pulling the wagon, and which of these parts are able to become Tomei or not. And essentially, the rule is that the parts which are only there for decorative purposes cannot become Tomei. However, the parts which actually assist in this mechanism of animals pulling the wagon and that whole system, those parts would be able to become Tomei. We're talking about when the parts are not all attached to each other. When everything is attached, so then assumingly all of it would be able to become Tomei from the very fact that it's attached and part of that larger kli. The diagram does label, by the way, each of the parts of this system with the same words the Mishnah uses. It says the Mishnah, Tomei Shabbat Agolo, the parts of the wagon and all of that which is attached to it, and the animals which are pulling the wagon, the parts that can become Tomei are as follows. Ha'ol shel mateches, the metal yoke which was placed on top of the animals. The yoke is essentially this long stick which was placed on top of their necks, and if there were typically two animals pulling the wagon, there would be one large yoke across both animals together. The hakatrev, this refers to a similar stick, but this went underneath the neck of each of the animals, and this wasn't one long stick which went underneath both of their necks, but rather each of the animals would have their own katrev underneath their neck. There would be another piece of wood or metal which would attach this actual yoke which went on top of their necks to the katrev underneath each of their necks. Vaknafayim, and the rings which were at the end of the yoke, hamakalis saratsuais, that so to speak receive the reins, that is to say that the reins are attached to the rings on either end of the yoke. And the semicircular piece of iron which would be placed underneath the neck of each animal in order to protect their neck from being hurt or scratched by the metal piece which went underneath the neck and was attached to the yoke. Hasameich, the central ring, which was in the middle of the yoke, the long stick which went across both of the back of both of the animals. And there was a pole which was attached to this ring, and the other end of the pole was attached to the wagon. The hamachger, a sort of rope which was used as a harness, which went around the neck of each of the animals. Vatamchuyos, this refers to curved pieces of metal, really a round curved piece of metal, which went around the animal's neck quite tightly on the neck. Once again, this was in order to protect the neck of the animal, especially from the yoke, which was placed on top of the animal's neck. Ha'inbol, this refers to the inside of a bell, the part which bangs against the inside walls of the bell and makes the noise. There would be a bell attached to the front of the animal, and that is serving a significant enough function, and as such, it can become tomei v'atzinoira. And hooks attached to the side of the wagon, which are used in order to hold that which is inside the wagon in place. And interestingly, the Mishnah says, "Umasmer hamachabres kulon," any nails which attach various parts of the wagon and all of the things which are mentioned together, that can also become tomei. And this is pretty interesting because, if you recall, all of these items, but the Mishnah's this thing, are things that can become tomei even when they're not attached to the wagon, even when they're by themselves. Since when they are attached, each of them fulfills a unique and very much defined and differentiated purpose in and of itself. So even when it's not attached, it's considered a kli that can become tomei by itself. But a nail whose entire purpose is totally secondary and it has no identity in and of itself, it's just there to allow the other real parts of the kli to remain together. So it's true that when it's connected to the actual wagon, it can become tomei because it's part of that larger kli. But when it's not connected and it's by itself, it seems a pretty novel idea that this should be able to become tomei. So this is actually a very difficult part of the Mishnah. Possibly one explanation given is that the nails are not meant to remain there forever because the different parts of the wagon are very often taken apart and then later on they're put together. And that possibly gives more significance to the nails because they're not just left there permanently. And when the different parts of the wagon are taken apart, so you take the nails off. So you see the nails by themselves. Very often you're going to take the nails off and they're going to be by themselves. So it could be that prevents the nails from losing their own defined status and just becoming part of the larger kli. Rather, because each of the small parts of the wagon are dealt with individually quite often when the wagon is taken apart and put together again. So it could be that because of that, the nails can become tomei. But that having been said, I'm not entirely clear about this point. Mishnah Hey, now the Mishnah goes on to list ha-tahoyun shabagolo, the parts of the wagon and the pieces which connect the wagon to the animals which cannot become tomei. Ha-oil ha-metsupe, a yoke which is coated with metal, but the yoke itself is wood. Since the main status of that item is a wooden item, it's just that the metal coats it. The metal is considered secondary to the wood, and therefore it cannot become tomei since it's not able to hold anything. Knofaim ha'asuyos lenoi, rings on the two ends of the yoke, which are not made for attaching the reins to them, but rather they're made for decoration. Although we've learnt that the jewellery of a person can become tomei, pieces which are there to decorate other kalim, and their entire purpose is therefore just to serve the other kli, such a item cannot become tomei. And little tubes of metal which make sounds. We're talking about a string which is attached to the bar which is below the neck of the animal. And hang down along that string are these small metal tubes that as the animal walks, the small metal tubes bang against each other and make a small sound, but the purpose of the sound is not like the bell which was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. The purpose of the bell was to make a noise so that the owner of the animal can hear and always know where his animal is. Whereas the purpose of these tubes was purely for decorative purposes. The owner wasn't really interested in the actual sound being made, and therefore it's considered to be something which is just a decoration and serving the kli itself, but not the person. And therefore it cannot become tomei. Vo'avor and a lead bull shabat savart savri behemo that was hanging on the sides of the animal's neck. Again, that was for decorative purposes. Hasoviv shel galgal, a metal rim which went around the wheels of the wagon. The wheel itself was made of wood, and the metal is considered to be secondary to the wood, and therefore none of that can become tomei since it's not able to hold anything. And for something which has the status of a wooden kli to become tomei, it has to hold and contain things, hatasim, thin sheets of metal, which are also for decorative purposes, vatzipuyin, and metal coatings on parts of the wagon itself. But the wagon is made of wood, ushar klamas mareis, and any other nails, other than the ones which were mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So over here we're talking about nails which are there for decoration once again, and therefore tahirin, all of these items cannot become tomei. Sandalei behemah shel matreis, metal shoes which are worn by an animal in order to protect the animal's feet, and we're talking about such metal shoes that have a hollow section at the bottom of the shoes. And because of that, tomein, they are able to become tomei, because although essentially they are there to protect the animal, so they are not serving a person, they're serving an animal. And just like something which serves a different kli cannot become tomei because it's not directly serving the person, so too if it's serving the animal, it shouldn't be able to become tomei. However, in this case, it did serve a person because soldiers, for lack of a better way of carrying containers of water, would put water in this hollow section of the animal's shoes in order that they'd be able to drink in the battlefield. And therefore the shoe did serve the person as well, and therefore it can become tomei. Shel sha'am, if the shoes are made out of reeds, however, or rubber, then they were never used to contain water, and therefore tahirin, they cannot become tomei. The end of the Mishnah talks about a sword and a knife that become very rusty, and the Mishnah asks, rusty to an extent that they are not able to become tomei anymore, because they're no longer fit for use as a sword or a knife. But the Mishnah says, Hasayif me'imus ha'mekabel tuma, from which point would a sword be able to once again become tomei after it became rusty? Mishay yeshufenu, once he smoothens it and he gets rid of the rust, even though the sword is not yet sharp as it once was, since anyway a person would use a sword with force, it wouldn't need to be entirely sharp for it to have a use, and therefore already from that point it can become tomei vasakin. However, a knife, even once it's been smoothened, because you don't use such force with a regular knife, if it's not sharp at all, then it's pretty useless, and therefore only mishayashchizeno, once you also sharpen it, after having smoothened it, only at that point can it once again become tomei. Mishnah Vov, we learned at the end of Mishnah Gimel that the cover of a item cannot become tomei when it's by itself, because its entire identity and purpose is just secondary and part of the larger actual kli which it is supposed to cover. Unless, of course, the cover itself is used for something else in and of itself, in which case it would be significant enough to be considered a kli. But that's only if one of the main purposes of the cover is for it to be used by itself. So what happens if somebody has kisui teni shel materes, a metal cover of a teni? A teni is a kli that has been mentioned a couple of times in the Masechta. It refers to a large metal basket. Shel osel by mara, that the owner made a mirror on the inside of that cover. He polished it very well and made it into a mirror that he can now use in and of itself, apart from the purpose of it just covering the other basket. Rabbi Huda says that it still is not able to become tomei, because that's certainly not its main use. However, the Chachom say that it can now become tomei because you have clearly designated it for that use as well, and that's enough, according to the Chachomim, for it to become tomei. Continues the Mishnah, Mar o Shanishbara, a mirror that is entirely a mirror, that's its entire purpose, and therefore it can become tomei. If it breaks, then if it breaks to such an extent that each of the pieces, im einod mara es rev haponim, the piece which remains does not show and reflect the majority of the owner's face, then it's considered to be totally broken and he's unlikely to continue using it, and therefore tahira, it cannot become tomei.